The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Sando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening once again to Sando Radio Show. Thank you so much. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell friends, tell family. Let's get the word out about the programming that's here at Black Talk Radio Network and everything that's brought to you. So much is done for you. And the agenda of Black Talk Radio Network is you. Make sure that you have a voice. Make sure that you have, understand what's going on and see some of the things from a different perspective. Most likely your perspective or some perspective that's similar to yours or one that's, different than yours. But it's still great for you to understand and to hear and to develop your own direction. So, hey, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. If you make a monetary donation to keep the network going, we greatly appreciate that. It's so needed. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. Check us out there. We have some of the stories that we are going to cover or just some of the things that found interesting that I didn't think that mainstream media was covering. And so I wanted to just bring some of those things to you. And if you would like to have some things posted there or you have a question or comment, just reach out to us there at the Facebook page, Tando Radio Show. Okay, so today is October the 22nd, 2015. And, of course, it's almost the end of the week. Just want to let you guys know that I will be traveling tomorrow, so I won't be having a show and I think next week because I'll be in Dallas the whole week. Next week, I'm not quite sure if we're going to be carrying a show. So, but just, keep in mind, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. I'll still have some stories posted there from time to time and to keep you abreast as to what's going on. Okay. So let's get into the show. But, before we do that, one thing that I want to say is that I spoke to Gerald, and we are actually going to have a Gerald of GNA surveillance. We're going to have a we're all going to talk with his staff tomorrow and come up with there's some things, we want to hash out and come up with something that we can present to you for all of the people that were interested in the surveillance and technology field and if you're looking to actually participate in some way because there was a lot of response and it was, it was quite overwhelming. And so we're going to put that all together, and we're going to get back to you. And I'm sorry I said it wouldn't take a whole week. I forgot about we're traveling, but in between that time, I will post on Tando anything that comes from that. But Gerald is very excited and looking forward to working with some of the Tando Radio listeners. And also with Black Talk Radio Network and, of course, with Tando. So it's a good thing. And so we're going to hammer everything out and come back and have a very comprehensive plan for you guys and how you can participate in it all. So there's enough room for pretty much anyone that is able to contribute something to the overall good of the call. So that's what we're going to do. Just wanted to give you guys an update, and I will definitely fill you in on what's going on. So, today's show, we're going to actually, but before we do that, I forgot. Let me go to Tando real quick and just talk about some of the articles that are posted there. Got ahead of myself a little bit there. And I posted this one late last night, but I wasn't able to get this on air, but it was good. NASA gives a 99%, this is off of Tando's Facebook page, article that comes from Los Angeles CBS local news. NASA gives a 99% probability of a 5.0 earthquake in Los Angeles. So for everyone that's here on the West Coast and all the way up to Washington and all the way down to the border, anything that happens in California as far as earthquakes because of the faults that are connected, interconnected within those faults zones, is something that is very important for you to know. I mean, because everyone has heard of the San Andreas fault line, but there is other fault lines that are extremely active. There's the Wilshire fault line, and they're finding new fault lines, and then there's the Juan de Fuca fault line, very active, and the Juan de Fuca can actually, I believe it can produce a 9.1 or 9.0 earthquake with its movement. So, but let's go to this real quick. Just the first couple of paragraphs of this. It says, if scientists at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratories in Pasadena are correct, a moderate-sized earthquake is expected within the next 2.5 years. JPL experts predict a possible 5.0 magnitude to hit Los Angeles, but says it very well could be much stronger. JPL geologist Dr. Andrea Donnellan, also with seven other scientists, have been using radar and GPS to measure Southern California's chances for a sizable earthquake and has made a sobering hypothesis about another big one. So it's just a matter of time. Everyone here in California knows that and is well aware. And I'm going to tell you, the thing about earthquakes is that you always have to be prepared for them. You know, if they really do, or if they are able to predict earthquakes, is not given much of a warning. So you really have to be prepared. And it's, you know, they're so irrational. And I mean, they're so sporadic and indiscriminate in how they, you know, earthquakes actually manifest themselves, is that, you know, one side of the street could be fine, the other could be, you know, totally annihilated. So earthquakes are really, really something that you really want to prepare for. If you're on the West Coast, you already know that, but there's a way. A lot of the old ways that they teach and taught people about surviving earthquakes is so wrong in today's time. There are other things that you should do, and one day we'll do a show on that. Just on natural disasters and how to deal with that. So that's there. If you're on the West Coast, that's something that you definitely want to check out. Also, if you're not on the West Coast, you still want to check this article out, because one of the things is that you want to make sure your family, friends and family on the West Coast have your numbers in case they do have a major earthquake. They would need you to be a transmitter of information to their family that's there in state. Because the phone lines are going to be down. The only thing that they're going to be able to do is call out to another state, and then another state can call in. So this is something that if you have friends or family, you want to be mindful of. Okay, next article. This is a pretty good one because it tells a lot. It says, here are two problems that could sink the Russian military in war, and this comes from the Business Insider. And what they were basically saying in the Business Insider, check this out, with a frozen front line inside the Ukrainian territories, the successful annexing of Crimea, and an ongoing intervention in Syria, Russia's military prowess appears firmly established. But despite the Kremlin's recent success, the Russian military faces two deep structural problems that could prove disastrous if faced off against another large conventional force. Only other large conventional force that there could be is the U.S. And basically what they were saying, because the Russian military, only a third of it is a professional military. The other part is made up of people are very untrained and unprofessional people in their ranks and file. Well, see, that was one of the structural things that they said that is the problem, is that they don't have a well-organized and a well-trained military. But the ones, the military, the professional part of their military is one of the best in the world, Spetsnaz and everything else. You know, this article goes on just demising it. But and also the other problem that they said is that Russia has not been able to, because of its economic problems and adversities, they were unable to catch up because of the collapse in the 90s that the Soviet Union went under, and they haven't been able to catch up to that. Their overall equipment is aging and it's outdated. Well, the thing about that is, this is why this is blown out the water, is because of China. China has enough manpower to supply Russia two or three times over. And not only that, the overall financing from Russia and, from China totally annihilates that premise also. Russia is hiding probably a lot of its military hardware. And
Brother Dave.
Military, yes.
If I may chime in there, because I've been seeing some articles along the same lines of I'm like, what's going on here? Is they preparing for war, or preparing the people to go to war with these nations? Because I read an article last night about calling China's military a paper tiger.
Tiger, yeah.
Yeah, and then in terms of Russia's technology, I mean, they got some great surface-to-air technology,
right.
You know, missiles. The missiles they use from, I think, shot from a submarine you talked about the other day to take out ISIS in parts of Syria. That didn't seem like that was too outdated technology. Yeah. I mean, what the hell are these people talking about?
Yeah, I love it, Scotty, and I'm, because you read right through the lines, they're exactly preparing for that, thinking that we can go, and we're going to do a show just on that. Let me tell you.
Like they're going to be a pushover.
Right. Go ahead, Scotty.
No, I was just going to say, the one that I read last night, they didn't mention Russia. It was all about China. And I'm like, where is this article even coming from? Why are you even talking about this and talking about China's military ain't all that, and they could never stand up to the superior forces of United States military? And I'm like, where is all of this coming from? But again, maybe, you know, they just preparing the people for what may come, you know, considering how China is in Syria, even though people playing that down and whatnot. So, yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
No. You never interrupt me, Scotty, and I appreciate it because you're absolutely right. And this is all propaganda that's going to set everybody up for a great surprise. And it is war that's being built, a case for war that's being built. And I'm going to say this about Russia's so-called aging technology. The USS Donald Cook, which was one of the most, has the most advanced Aegis weapon system and radar system in the world. It went into the Black Sea, and Russia sent up a Su-64, and this thing is an old propeller bomber from the 1960s. It made 9 bombing runs on the USS Donald Cook, the front line of the U.S. military cruise missiles with the Aegis system on it, and it totally turned off all of their equipment and made bombing runs on the cruiser, on the missile cruiser. And then right after that, then the Su-64 left, and the Donald Cook had to pull into port, and 22 of its officers resigned commission. Because I'm going to tell you why. They knew that they could not compete against what Russia was using with their cellular weapons.
I mean, they can't even take out the Taliban or anybody else that's just got freaking small arms. You know what I'm saying? So for them to be acting like Russia or China would just, if we was to get into a military conflict with them, we would just win hands down. I remember Dick Cheney saying that mess about how easy, you know, we was going to be able to fight the Iraq war. And no, it wasn't that easy.
Right. They couldn't even control two cities. couldn't even control two cities. And yes, Scotty, see, it's so dangerous because, you know, they're being outmaneuvered. They're totally being outmaneuvered. And you hit the nail on the head. And when it comes to missiles, there has never been any country that has been advanced as Russia. Remember, the Russians was the first one to go into space. They was the first one to go in space. What they did in the Caspian Sea just a week ago, and making their cruise missile targeting and strikes on ISIS within Syria, 900 miles away, in the Caspian Sea, 900 miles away. That is like shooting from New Hampshire to past Washington, D.C., down to North Carolina. And striking targets and hitting targets from the sea.
And also, you know, last thing on that, I don't want to hold up your program, but
no, you're good, Scotty.
I mean, if they are not concerned about Russia's military technology, then why are they ever concerned when Russia is transferring like missile defense, you know, technology to places like Iran? That's why they won't run up on Iran too quick.
Exactly.
And I'm also reminded of the Korean War when the Chinese, about a million Chinese soldiers, pushed the United States back down into South Korea and set up a demilitarized zone. And hell, people don't listen to them.
Yeah, because it's a dangerous thing, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Scotty is absolutely right. You know, when it comes to Russia and China, there is a reason why you're seeing them flex their overall position in military and economic muscle, because they realize that the U.S. is done. And yesterday, Putin said that their intentions is to shore up Assad's government. That's going against everything that the NATO nations have said, that Assad has to go. Now they're saying they're going to back him 100%. That's because they realize that they've already defeated the U.S. in an asymmetrical financial war that was being fought. And this thing is going to play out in a very, very dangerous way, and we're going to talk about that. But yes, Scotty is absolutely right. And it's something that you need to know about. Now, in this article talked about, this article talked about the second problem being that, you know, their overall equipment, Russia's equipment is bad. Well, that's what you have the Chinese for, and the economic prowess that they have and the manufacturing that they have. And have you heard of the BRIC nations and the ASEAN nations? This is where 75 to 77% of the world's manufacturing is out of. Where do you think those factories are going to turn into at the time of war? They're going to turn into factories that are going to be producing for Russia. And this is why France is now looking to start to do deals, military deals, with selling hardware to Russia, because they already know. And this is really, really telling about where things are and where things are going, because believe me, this is something that they're telling you before it happens. So check out that article. We're also going to talk more about that here in a little bit. And just to give Scotty, I mean, say what Scotty was talking about before we go on to the next thing. It's the S-300 and the S-400. There's even rumors that there's air defense system called the S-500, and that system will take down pretty much anything that the U.S. military air force, the U.S. Air Force has within ranges unspeakable and unknown. And this is the missile defense system that they have. So Russia has cellular weapons that far advanced. Remember, Tesla was Russian. Russian. So they've always had great technology there in Russia. The thing is that they didn't always have the greatest equipment as far as, you know, just some of their planes and different things. And, you know, but This is a different Russia now, much, much different. So that's an article you all should definitely check out. Then next one kind of goes along with this. This comes from Business Insider also. Russia is building a military base on disputed islands seized from Japan during World War II. Why is this so important? Right now you have disputed islands in the South Sea of China, and in these disputed islands, and they're also islands that are, you know, almost reach the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. And what you're starting to see is that Russia and China are militarizing these islands as we speak. And they're militarizing these islands because of they want to be able to cut off the supply line, and they've got it done now. This is why Libya was so big. Libya was so big because Libya is a strategic hub to get into Africa. They're fighting for Africa. They're fighting for the Baltics. They're fighting for the northern hemisphere, and they're fighting for the trade routes of the old Silk Road. And Russia and China understand the importance of that. And this is why you see this happening here. So this is a really, really, when you start to put everything together, you start to see that we are much closer to war than we've ever been. Even before, I'm talking about with Russia, even this is even bigger right now what's going on than the Cuban Missile Crisis, with the U.S. sending naval ships down to the South Sea of China to the disputed islands that China is claiming as their islands, and they're building a military base on it. And the U.S. Navy is going to challenge the sovereignty or challenge China in those islands, and saying that they are in international waters, and China has already said that they will respond militarily. And that's something that can happen. I think that naval armada will either reach tomorrow or sometime this weekend or sometime next week. Something you definitely want to keep an eye on. Okay, next. Next major. This is a good one. This is also from Business Insider. Railroad executive. Chicago's drinking water may be in jeopardy if Congress doesn't act. And this is talking about the water from Canada down to Chicago and over to Kansas City, and all in that area is dependent upon a couple of companies that bring in the equipment that purify water for that region of the country. And because of the debt crisis and because of Congress not passing a budget bill, there's the safety railroad bill that they didn't pass and won't be able to fund, and if they don't do that, then they won't be able to send the supplies to maintain the potable drinking water for everyone in that area. And those areas that are going to be affected, check out the article, is going to be from Canada to the north, Chicago to the east, down to Kansas City, all in that area. So it's going to be millions of people that will be affected by this, and this is not something that's really being talked about. So check that article out. Another very important one. Okay, cool. All right, so article that was posted there, that Walmart is basically financially done, and a lot of people are saying that, but Walmart is having some of the worst economic times ever. It says Walmart puts the squeeze on suppliers to share its pain as earnings sag. So it says, this comes from Reuters, suppliers of everything from groceries to sports equipment are already being squeezed for prices cuts and cost sharing by Walmart stores. Now they are bracing for the pressure to be ratcheted up even more as after shock earnings warning from the retail last week. The discount store Behemoth has always been a has a reputation of demanding lower prices from vendors. But Reuters has learned from interviews, suppliers are and consultants, as well as reviewing some contracts, that even by that even by its standards, Walmart has been turning up the heat on them. Talking about their suppliers, the ground is shaking here, says Cameron Smith, head of Cameron Smith Associates, a major recruiting firm for suppliers located close to Walmart's headquarters in Arkansas. Suppliers are going to have to help Walmart get back on track. For the vendors, dealing with Walmart has always been tough because of its size. Despite recent troubles, it is still generating more than $34 billion for annual sales in the United States. That accounts for more than 10% of the American retail market. Excluding auto and restaurant sales, the company increases sales a lot overseas, too. The risk to having a brand kicked off of Walmart shelves because of a dispute over pricing can badly hurt a supplier. But let me say this. Even though Walmart generates $340 billion annual in sales, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. These people work on margins. And if this continues, even Walmart will go out of business. They will suffocate because of the size that they've created for themselves. So this is something that needs to watch. And, you know, this is just a tell of the overall economic direction and what's going on. The banks are going to start to lay off majorly. And also, I could see Walmart. Walmart is basically cash strapped. And I think you're going to hear about that coming out relatively soon. As this continues to unfold, the economic collapse is already started, and you're starting to see the major industrial and retail leaders starting to feel the first effect, because Walmart does not produce anything. Walmart provides a service of consumers, but they don't produce anything. So this is something that is going to continue. You need to watch this and prepare for it. Also, we got one more. Oh, no, we got a couple more. Real important ones. We're going to get to this. Next, this one comes from the free through project.com. Iceland just jailed a dozen of its corrupt bankers for 74 years. Just the opposite of what the United States does. This is something that everyone should really, really read, a real good one. This comes from Iceland. In stark contrast to the recorded low numbers of prosecution of CEOs and high-level financial executives in the United States, Iceland has just sentenced 26 bankers to a combined 74 years in prison. The majority of these convictions have been sentences to prison terms of 2 to 5 years. The maximum penalty in Iceland for a financial crime is 6 years. Although hearings are currently underway to consider extending the maximum beyond 6 years, the prosecutions are the result of Iceland's banking monopoly. Manipulation. The Icelandic financial markets are Iceland's deregulated their finances sector in 2001. Eventually, an accumulation of foreign debt resulted in a meltdown in the entire banking sector in 2008. So basically what happened here is that the bankers for Iceland started to put the bankers in jail for the financial crimes that they were waging against the country of Iceland. In the rest of the world, they should model this program, because, as they were saying in this article, that doesn't happen in the United States for a very defined reason. They don't have austerity measures in Iceland. They hold people accountable for stealing and having a fraudulent system that is stealing from the people and causing economic hardship above and beyond, because they realize of the Ponzi scams and the pyramiding schemes that the market creates and these bankers have against the people. The only way to rectify that and to stop it is to have just cause just for everyone else and imprison them for the crimes that they wage against the people. You don't find this anywhere else in the world. Iceland is the example that all countries should follow. Really good article. Check that one out. Next one, this is real important. We're going to continue to move on here. This comes from Sputnik News. Qatar threatens military intervention in Syria. This is huge. This is exactly what Scotty was talking about. They're preparing for this. And let me just read the headline from this. Qatar, who has a major sponsorship of jihadi groups fighting in Syria for years, is actively considering a direct military intervention in the country, according to its official. Throughout Syria's bloody civil war, the government of Qatar has been an active sponsor of anti-government militias, providing arms, financial backing. So the so-called rebels, many of these, like the Nasser Front, are directly linked to Al-Qaeda, and its strategy has, of course, done little to put a dent in the terrorist organization in the region. But as Russia's entered its fourth week of anti-terrorist airstrikes, Qatar has indicated that it may launch a military campaign of its own. And so he goes on to say that this is the important one. Anything that protects the Syrian people from the Syrian government, we will not spare an effort to carry it out with Saudi Arabia and with our Turkish brothers. No matter what this is, Qatar's Foreign Minister Khalid al-Haji told CNN on Wednesday. When asked if supporting Saudi Arabia's position of not ruling out military options, if military intervention will protect the Syrian people from the brutality of the regime, we will do it, he added, according to Qatar's statement agency, QNA. Let me tell you, this is going to break out, and this is going to start the overall continuance of World War III. If Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia engages, and Saudi Arabia is already engaging in a war with Yemen, if they engage in Syria, and they're going to do that because of Iran, if they engage in Syria, you're going to see even more of an involvement from Iran. And once Iran goes into it, there is a military alliance that China has signed with Iran and with Pakistan to always come to their aid in war now. So this is unfolding very fast. And so this is something that you need to prepare for and you need to know about. Next, this is getting to the end here. We get into the show. Oh, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we got one more story, then we're going to jump into today's show. Very, very important one. There's some things you need to hear, because there's some things you need to think about as we move along into this overall global oppression against the people of this world. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is going to be a very, very special day. Hey, I have something I definitely want you to hear. It's very thought-provoking, and it's something that we need to talk about, because we have been lied to at every turn. But let me just finish this one last story, very important story, because it all combines for what this show is all about today. So, just read about Qatar saying that Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey are thinking about engaging militarily into Syria. That will spark, that will ignite that whole Middle East into all out, and it will spread into global war. And your children are going to be the ones that are going to fight it, if you allow it. It's a big setup, but we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, the last story. New York City to join Strong Cities Network to combat extremists. Strong City Network. And the Secretary of the Secretary General at the UN had talked about the Strong City Initiative. And let me tell you what this Strong City Initiative is all about. Will this mean Arab Americans and protesters are targeted? New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the United Nations on September the 29th that the city would join the Strong City, the SCN, an international coalition of municipalities dedicated to counter extremists. The announcement drew immediate criticism from civil liberties and Muslims community organizations on the ground that the program will unfriendly target Muslims. Let me tell you something. This is how they're going to bring in Agenda 21. This is one of the Agenda 21 tools that Brother Davis was talking about yesterday. Because they're trying to battle extremists. Vague terms for vague enforcement, because they want to take all of your free will. They don't care about rights. Rights is something that they write down on a piece of paper. Freedom is something that God has already given you from the time that you were born. But it can only be surrendered by you. They can't take it from you unless you give it away. So this is an article you definitely need to check out and to read. Very, very important. You're going to start to see this everywhere. In the overall, let me tell you, the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, they are happy that the U.S. is continuing to follow in its footsteps, in its direction that they've given the U.S. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the U.S. that birthed the Third Reich of Nazi Germany through Manifest Destiny. You're seeing the extension of it right here through Agenda 21, Strong Cities and Network, and everything else that they have going on. This is going to only grow and threaten your everyday way of life without exception. Excuse me. So this is something you definitely want to check out. Now, let's go into today's show. Today's show is very important. There's a video I want you guys to really listen to and think about what's being said. It's a very profound speech that was given, and it says nothing but the truth. And it's something that we need to have a conversation about and talk about, because you have been lied to at every step of the way. But no longer do you have to accept the lies. No longer do you have to play by the rules of the rulers. Because if you continue to play by their rules, they will rule. So don't want to give too much away. But we're going to listen to this video and then come back. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#. Then hit *61 if you have a question or comment that you would like to make. This is a very, very important video. It's one of my, it's probably the best accurate depiction of the times that we're living in right now, and we've been living in for many, many years and for centuries, because it's so thought-provoking that not even you will be able, even those that are doubting Thomases, even those that are you know, suspicious or you know, so-called would just buy all the programs that the government and the propaganda, mainstream media, and corporate will actually recite the corporate policies and directions as the best thing for every single person on this planet. This challenges it all in a way that makes you think, because that's the most important thing, for you to start to realize who you are. So let's play this video and check it out, and then we'll talk about it after it's over. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
You cannot begin to imagine in how many ways the world is the opposite of what you have been taught to believe. You see the guy who sells drugs to willing customers so he can feed his family as the scum of the earth, while you see the hypocrite who gives away stolen money in the name of government as a saint. You see the guy who tries to avoid being robbed by the federal thugs as a crook and a tax cheat, but see as virtuous the politician who gives away the same stolen loot to people to whom it does not belong. You see the cop as a good guy when he drags a man away from his friends and family and throws him in prison for 10 years for smoking a leaf. And you see anyone who defends himself from such barbaric fascism as the lowest form of life, a cop killer. In reality, most drug dealers are more virtuous than any government social worker, and prostitutes have far less to be ashamed of than political whores, because they trade only with what is rightfully theirs, and only with those who want to trade with them. The upstanding, church-going, law-abiding, tax-paying citizen who votes Democrat or Republican is far more despicable and a bigger threat to humanity than the most promiscuous, lazy, drug-snorting hippie. Why? Because the hippie is willing to let others be free, and the voter is not. The damage done to society by bad habits and loose morality is nothing compared to the damage done to society by the self-righteous violence committed in the name of the state. You imagine yourselves to be charitable and tolerant when you are nothing of the sort. Even the Nazis had table manners and proper etiquette when they weren't killing people. You think you're good people because you say please and thank you? You think sitting in that big building on Sunday makes you noble and righteous? The difference between you and a common thief is that the thief has the honesty to commit the crime himself, while you whine for government to do your stealing for you. The difference between you and the street thug is that the thug is open about the violence he commits, while you let others forcibly control your neighbors on your behalf. You advocate theft, harassment, assault, and even murder, but accept no responsibility for doing so. You old folks want the government to steal from your kids so you can get your monthly check. You parents want all your neighbors to be robbed to pay for your kids' schooling. You all vote for whichever crook promises to steal money from other people to pay for what you want. You demand that those people who engage in behaviors you don't approve of be dragged off and locked up, but feel no guilt for the countless lives your whims have destroyed. You even call the government thugs your representatives, and yet you never take responsibility for the evil they commit. You proudly support the troops as they kill whomever the liars in D.C. tell them to kill, and you feel good about it. You call yourselves Christians or Jews or claim to follow some other religion, but the truth is what you call your religion is empty window dressing. What you truly worship, the God you really bow to, what you really believe in is the state. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder, unless you can do it by way of government. Then it's just fine, isn't it? If you call it taxation and war, it stops being a sin, right? After all, it was only your God that said you shouldn't steal and murder, but the state said it was okay. It's pretty obvious which one outranks the other in your minds. Despite all the churches, synagogues, and mosques we see around us, this nation has one God and only one God, and that God is called government. Jesus taught nonviolence and told you to love your neighbor. But the state encourages you to vote for people who will use the violence of government to butt into every aspect of everyone else's life. Which do you believe? To those about to stone a woman who had committed adultery, Jesus said, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." But the state says it's perfectly fine to lock someone up if they do something you find distasteful, such as prostitution. Which do you believe? The Christian God says, "Thou shalt not covet," but coveting is the lifeblood of the beast that is the state. You are taught to resent, despise, and hate anyone who has anything you don't have. You clamor for the state to tear other people down, steal their property, and give it to you. And you call that fairness. The Bible calls it coveting and stealing. You are not Christians. You are not Jews. You are not Muslims. And you certainly aren't atheists. You all have the same God, and its name is government. You're all members of the most evil, insane, destructive cult in history. If there ever was a devil, the state is it. And you worship it with all your heart and soul. You pray to it to solve every problem, to satisfy all your needs, to smite your enemies, and to shower its blessings upon you. You worship what Nietzsche called the coldest of all cold monsters, and you hate those of us who don't. To you, the greatest sin is disobeying your God, breaking the law, you call it, as if anyone could possibly have any moral obligation to obey the arbitrary commands and demands of the corrupt, lying, delusional megalomaniacs who infest this despicable town. Even your ministers, priests, and rabbis, more often than not, are traitors to their own religions, teaching that the commands of human authority should supersede adherence to the laws of the gods they say they believe in. Several years ago, I heard one pompous evangelical jackass in particular pontificating on the radio that anyone who disobeys the civil authority, be it a king or any other government, is engaging in rebellion against God. Those were the exact words he used. What if the government is doing something wrong? Well, this salesman for Satan opined, that is the business of those in government, and you are still obligated to obey. Everywhere you turn, be it the state or the church, the media or the schools, you are taught one thing above all else, the virtue of subjugating yourselves to mortals who claim to have the right to rule you. It is sickening the reverence with which you speak of the liars and thieves whose feet are so firmly planted on your necks. You call the congressmen and the judges honorable, and you swoon at the magnificence of the grandiose halls they inhabit, the temples they built to celebrate the domination of mankind. You feel pride at being able to say you once shook a senator's hand or saw the president in person. Ah, yes, the grand deity himself, His Royal Highness, the President of the United States of America. You speak the title as if you're referring to God Almighty. The vocabulary has changed a bit, but your mindset is no different from that of the groveling peasants of old who bowed low, faces in the dirt, with a feeling of unworthiness and humility when in the presence of whatever narcissist had declared himself to be their rightful lord and master. The truth of the matter, back then and today, is that these parasites who call themselves leaders are not superior beings. They are not great men and women. They are not honorable. They're not even average. The people who earn an honest living, from sophisticated millionaire entrepreneurs to illiterate day laborers doing the most menial tasks you can imagine, those people deserve your respect. Those people you should treat with courtesy and civility. But the frauds who claim the right to rule you and demand your subservience and obedience, they deserve only your scorn and contempt. Those who seek so-called high office are the lowest of the low. They may dress better, have larger vocabularies, and do a better job of planning out and executing their schemes, but they are no better than pickpockets, muggers, and carjackers. In fact, they are worse, because they don't want to rob you of just your possessions. They want to rob you of your very humanity, deprive you of your free will, by slowly leeching away your ability to think, to judge, to act, reducing you to slaves in both body and mind. And still you persist in calling them leaders. Leaders? Where is it that you think you're going exactly that would require you to have a leader? If you just live your own life and mind your own damn business, exercising your own talents, pursuing your own dreams, striving to be what you believe you should be, what possible use would you have for a leader? Do you ever actually think about the words that you hear, the words that you repeat? You parrot oxymoronic terms such as the leader of the free world, even pretending for a moment that there is some huge journey or some giant battle that everyone in the entire nation is undertaking together that would require a leader. Why would you ever think, even for a moment, that the crooks that infest this town are the sort of people you should listen to or emulate or follow anywhere? Somewhere inside your mostly dormant brains, you know full well that politicians are all corrupt liars and thieves. opportunistic con men, exploiters, and fearmongers. You know all this, and yet you still speak as if you are the ones who are the stupid, vicious animals, while the politicians are the great, wise role models, teachers, and leaders without whom civilization could not exist. You think these crooks are the ones who make civilization possible? What belief could be more absurd? Yet when they do their pseudo-religious rituals deciding how to control you this week, you still call it law and continue to treat their arbitrary demands as if they were moral decrees from the gods that no decent person would ever consider disobeying. You have become so thoroughly indoctrinated into the cult of state worship that you are truly shocked when the occasional sane person states the bleeding obvious. The mere fact that the political crooks wrote something down and declared their threats to be law does not mean that any human being anywhere has the slightest moral obligation to obey. Every moment of every day, in every location and every situation, you have a moral obligation to do what you deem to be right, not what some delusional bloated windbag says is legal. And that requires you to first determine right and wrong for yourself, a responsibility you spend much time and effort trying to dodge. You proclaim how proud you are to be law-abiding citizens and express your utter contempt for anyone who considers himself above your so-called laws, laws that are nothing more than the selfish whims of tyrants and thieves. The word crime once meant an act harmful to another person. Now it means disobedience to any one of the myriad of arbitrary commands coming from a parasitical criminal class. To you, the term crime is nearly synonymous with the word sin, implying that the ones whose commands are being disobeyed must be something akin to gods, when in truth they are more akin to leeches. The very phrase, taking the law into your own hands, perfectly expresses what a sacrilege it is in your eyes for a mere human being to take upon himself the responsibility to judge right from wrong and to act accordingly instead of doing what you do, unthinkingly obeying whatever capricious commands this cesspool of maggots spews forth. You glorify this criminal class as lawmakers and believe that no one is lower than a lawbreaker, someone who would dare disobey the politicians. Likewise, you speak with pious reverence of law enforcers, those who forcibly impose the politicians' every whim upon the rest of us. When the state uses violence, you imagine it to be inherently righteous and just, and if anyone resists, they are, in your eyes, contemptible lowlifes, lawless terrorist criminals. Like the lawless terrorist criminals who helped slaves escape the plantations. Like the lawless terrorist criminals who helped Jews escape the killing machine of the Third Reich. Like the lawless terrorist criminals who were crushed to death under the tanks of the Red Chinese government in Tiananmen Square. Like all the lawless terrorist criminals in history who had the courage to disobey the never-ending stream of tyrants and oppressors who have called their violence authority and law. And that includes the lawless terrorist criminals who founded this country. Everything you think you know is upside down, backwards, and inside out. But what has to take the cake, the height of your insanity, is the fact that you view as violent terrorists the only people on the planet who oppose the initiation of violence against their fellow men, anarchists, voluntarists, and libertarians. We use violence only to defend ourselves against someone who initiates violence against us. We use it for nothing else. Meanwhile, your belief system is completely schizophrenic and self-contradictory. On the one hand, you teach the young slaves that violence is never the answer. Yet out of the other side of your mouths, you advocate that everyone and everything, everywhere and at all times, be controlled, monitored, taxed, and regulated through the force of government. In short, you are teaching your children that the masters may use violence whenever they please, but the slave should never resist. You indoctrinate your children into a life of unthinking, helpless subservience. You are putting the chains around their little necks and fastening the locks tight. And worst of all, you feel good about it. Out of one side of your mouths, you condemn the evils of fascism and socialism and lament the injustices of the regimes of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. While out of the other side of your mouths, you preach exactly what they did. The worship of the collective. The subjugation of every individual to that evil insanity that wears the deceptive label, the common good. You babble on and on about diversity and open-mindedness, and then beg your masters to regulate and control every aspect of everyone's lives, creating a giant herd of unthinking conformist drones. You wear different clothes and have different hairstyles, and you think that makes you different. Yet all your minds are enslaved to the same club of masters and controllers. You think what they tell you to think and do what they tell you to do while imagining yourselves to be progressive, thinking, and enlightened. From your position of relative comfort and safety, you now condemn the evils of other lands and other times while turning a blind eye to the injustices happening right in front of you. You tell yourself that had you lived in those other places, in those other times, you would have been among those who stood up against oppression and defended the downtrodden. But that is a lie. You would have been right there with the rest of the flock of well-trained sheep, loudly demanding that the slaves be beaten, that the witches be burned, that the nonconformists and rebels be destroyed. How do I know this? Because that is exactly what you are doing today. Today's injustices and oppressions are fashionable and popular, and those who resist them, you tell yourselves, are just malcontents and freaks, people whose rights don't matter, people who deserve to be crushed under the boot of authority. Isn't that right? You bunch of spineless, unthinking hypocrites, look in the mirror. Take a good look at what you imagine to be righteous and kind. You are the devil's plaything. The crowds of thousands wildly applauding the speeches of Adolf Hitler, that was you. The mob demanding that Jesus Christ be nailed to the cross, that was you. The white invaders who celebrated the wholesale slaughter of those godless redskins, that was you. The throngs filling the Colosseum, applauding as the Christians were fed to the lions, that was you. Throughout history, the perpetual suffering and injustice occurring on an incomprehensible scale, it was all because of people just like you. The well-trained, thoroughly indoctrinated conformists. The people who do as they're told, who proudly bow to their masters, who follow the crowd, believing what everyone else believes and thinking whatever authority tells them to think, that is you. And your ignorance is not because the truth is not available to you. There have been radicals preaching it for thousands of years. No, you are ignorant because you shun the truth with all your heart and soul. You close your eyes and run away when a hint of reality lands in front of you. You condemn as extremists and fringe kooks those who try to show you the chains you wear because you don't want to be free. You don't even want to be human. Responsibility and reality scare the hell out of you, so you cling tightly to your own enslavement and lash out at any who seek to free you from it. When someone opens the door to your cage, you cower back in the corner and yell, "Close it, close it." Well, some of us are finished with trying to save you. We've wasted enough effort trying to convince you that you should be free. All you ever do is spout back what your masters have taught you, that being free only leads to chaos and destruction, while being obedient and subservient leads to peace and prosperity. There are none so blind as those who will not see. And you, you nation of sheep, would rather die than see the truth.
All right, everyone, if you got any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code
Section 1 of Anarchy. This
5490-32 pound, and it just hit star 61, and that will let me know that you have a question or comment. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about this, because let me say this. It's better to be smacked with the truth than kissed with a lie. And the kiss of a lie always claims generations of lies. Your. Can't have this any longer. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back at this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound, 549-032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Hey, I posted that video inside of Tando. If you would like to revisit it and share it with everyone, a very, very true speech. And like, in my opinion, it's the truth smacking you in the face. And like I said earlier, it's much better to be smacked with the truth than kissed with a lie. What's your thoughts? And I'm going to tell you, spot on. Absolutely. The truth. And it's done this way because we were born into this type of sheeple in docile enslavement. Most of the people here, everyone that you pretty much know, knows nothing about freedom other than what they've decided to ensure in their lives, absent of what they were taught in school, in civilization, in the economy, and in the overall governmental program that we call civilized living. It is absolutely far from civil. You know, they try to tell you that you don't want to live like the people of the wild. You don't want to live like undomesticated, untrained, that telling you everything without you thinking. You do want to be undomesticated. Why would you want to relinquish your life for someone else's life? Once again, you have one life. If you give your life to someone else, then they have two and you have none. A good friend of mine told me that, and it's so true and so poignant. So why would you want to be domesticated? Why would you want to be trained? When you're trained, you're taught to respond in the appropriate manner that the teacher told you. When if you look at what God has created, the great creator, God Almighty, there are no governmental restraints. There is no civilization. It's all truly free and independent. And that ecosystem which God creates, it's just that, an ecosystem. Never created an economy. No need to, because that's absent of love. An economy is based off the power, loving power, while an ecosystem is the power of love. So it comes to a point where you live in your life and you have to decide, will I live the way that God intended me to be, or will I live the way the state has instructed me to be, through an economy? Will I participate in this overall controlling of my very life? And I'm going to tell you, they don't want your money. They don't want your cash. What it is that they want and they don't want you to know is they don't want you to execute your free will absent of their control. They don't want you to move your energy other than in the direction that their roads have been paved to lead. It's the freeway. And this freeway has carpools. They want you to bring as many people on to this as possible. This is what you were born into. You didn't create it, but now, after so long, after your age of maturity, where you can start to conceptualize the difference between what is right and what's wrong, now you become accountable for what you know, and we all are responsible, myself included. And it requires me to look at the decisions that I make in the direction that I will go in. But I'm not afraid of it, because when you start to move towards freedom, you find something. It's liberating. It's peaceful. It's powerful. It is the essence of love. Because now you look at things totally different. You know, this gentleman's speech is, to me, one of the greatest speeches ever, because it affects everyone everywhere, and it has to deal with the 800-pound gorilla that's in the room at all times. But this 800-pound gorilla is sitting on it. And though there are some of you that have profited from this system, so you think. At one time, I thought I did. And at some point in your life, you have to look at what is really sacred, what is really pure, what is really necessary, and what is really just. And when you look at from that determination, you come into the realization that you see that your freedom ends where someone else's begins. And to invoke yourself on someone is a crime. It's a crime against a person. When you take something, when you harm someone, when you mislead, that ends up someone getting hurt or losing something that they were entitled to. When you deprive people of their true talent because you want to manipulate their self-esteem so that they can't execute and become the fullness of who they are, you are the thief of humanity. And there's so many thieves of humanity that are running around now. And a lot of them are running around off of the energy that you give them. What do I mean by that? Think about it. Think about a car. A car without fuel, whatever fuel it uses, will not be able to transport you anywhere. Now, it can move only if it has energy, either energy from in multiple facets, either in energy from its engine or the energy from someone pushing it. It's the same thing with you. Your energy is the key to your life. And how you execute your energy is the most important thing, because it's the execution of your free will, the greatest gift that's ever been given to you. Why would we relinquish this to people that don't deserve it, who did not create you? But they created a facade through so many different methods, but their objective was to enslave you. The method of a financial economy, a method of religion, a method of nationalization. It's so funny how people on this planet think that being born in a country means they are a part of a race. What do I mean by that? You have black people that were born in different parts of the country, and they don't even identify themselves as being black. They identify themselves as being Mexican, being something that whatever their national declaration is. And the last time you hear me say this before, last time I checked, every time I've gotten on a plane, I haven't seen any national line in the sand that God has drawn. I just see the great creation that God has made. But as soon as I land and I stop looking out of the window from on high, and I land, first thing I usually see is a map of where I'm, the state, the city, or whatever jurisdiction that I'm in now. And those lines are carved. And these lines are facades. They have no power other than what we give them. It's so important that we realize the power of our energy. Our energy is the key to their manipulation. Because ways and means, they want your way of life to provide for their means of life. And they will continue to destroy you in that process. Why? Because they have to. Because they must ensure that you die before you realize how powerful you are. And what a great person and opportunity and talent and gift that you have. That's for you and for those of you that you want to share it with. Because that's what the meaning of true love is. When you come with an open hand. But this system comes with a closed fist. And it only comes with a closed fist because we participate in it. We've been told that this is the way of civilization. This is the way to prosperity. This is the way it's always been. This is the way it will always be. You can't beat City Hall. Those are cheap words that have no meaning until you surrender to them. And I think it's time that we stop surrendering to cheap words and start looking at ourselves the way the great creator has made us. And the way that the great creator has made us is eternal. It is eternal. And if we don't do it, we will continue to see what we've seen in the past. We will continue to see nationalistic wars. We will continue to see the divide of families, the divide of blood, the divide of people, the divide of humanity. We will continue to see the manipulation and fraud in a fraudulent system of payment. And that fraudulent system of payment is not something that where it is dual in purpose. It only goes one way. You pay everything and they give you nothing. You're paying for your birthright. This is absurd. The great creator didn't put a number on you. Put a spirit, a free will, and a love inside of you. Had no number. Immediately, the manipulators of mankind, through participation of a well-organized program that took years to institute, but it doesn't matter how long it's been instituted, it just matters how long we allow it to exist. And through this program, first thing that's done is fingerprinted you to identify you. And then to give you a number. To take your blood, to document you. This is something that a slave owner does to every slave. Because they didn't create them, they have to document them. It's about time that we walk away from this. And most people say that, well, that would be a utopia to walk away from civilization. No, that would be peace. That will be sustainable peace. That will be a part of the peace of the ecosystem, where everything, everyone shares collectively in one way or another, without having to pay for your birthright. This is something that we really, you really need to, I believe, to think about. And why do I think that you need to think about this? Because the lack of responsibility, the failure to take responsibility, the lack of prudence towards real, meaningful self-worth is deadly. Every person that you've known in your whole life, in some form or another, from this society, from this so-called civilization, from this training, has been murdered. Not one person that you know that has died of natural causes. You may think that your grandmother or your grandfather that passed at 100 years old died of natural causes. No, they were murdered. Because their full potential was probably 4, 5, 6, 7, 1,000 years. Their full potential was much further. But see, this system only wants you around and living in a physical stated form for as long as you do not object, walk away, refuse to be a slave. In the moment that people start to refuse to be a slave, the fear has to be invoked to get the sheeple back in line, to get people back in line, to get you and I back in line, to bring the fear to bring you to your knees. But I always tell you, in today's world, they don't want you on your knees any longer. They want you on your belly, not even able to look up to them. This is why you have the perpetual war. This is why you have the perpetual famine. This is why you have the economic collapses of all over the place. An economic collapse that is nothing but a facade in itself. It's just like the sky is blue or the ocean is blue. It's not true. It's a reflection of something else. And the reflection that we have now is not a reflection of the sun, but this is the reflection of the darkness of man's heart that we see now. And it's reflecting on us this shadow that quells and smothers our true light, allows us to be just as dark as the system, because it's all that we've known. And until we walk away from it, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do, is to refuse to participate by starting to say no. One day at a time, one event at a time, one circumstance at a time. Because I tell you, we've already been bankrupt the moment we walked away from the ecosystem that God Almighty has created. We've already lost our prosperity. We've already lost our inheritance. We've already lost our capability for meaningful good. Once we accepted the world, we turned our back on the universe that God has made. And I think it's so important that you and I, individually and collectively, realize the state of emergency that we're in. Because you've had the advent of the internet. You've had the ability to commune with people, talk to people all over the world, get different opinions, get different thoughts. And the thing about thoughts is sometimes as much as they try to be controlled, there's always the true spirit that speaks from time to time. And those true spirits have been speaking truth about your greatness and the shackles that you have to release, the cage that you have to stop claiming as your own. There is no key that can open it for you. It's the force of your will that frees you. So it's so important that we realize it, and that we start to move, and that we start to teach. You ever wonder why our children's attention span has been lost? You ever wonder why our children are running amok? You ever wonder why things aren't operating the way they should? Because they can't. Cancer can only swell and grow and to consume its host. At some point, we have to stop trying to save the cancer by killing the patient. And this is a process that is not something that you're accustomed to. It's not something that you were introduced to. It's not a part of the good education that you, the good schooling that you've had, the good indoctrination. This is not a part of the teachings that you have. No man can teach you what God has created, the spirit that lives within you and the energy that you command. So, we are living in times in which we have to dismantle this system. And if we don't, and this is not a matter of really we, it only becomes a matter of we once the individual, once you decide to do it. Now there's a collective prudence and a collective direction that can be moved simultaneously with others. But the most important battle is the one that you have to wage with yourself. Let me tell you this. You were born alone. You were created alone. You were born into this world alone. You ultimately walk this earth in this physical form at this moment, in this eternal moment, alone. You're ultimately going to make the great transformation from physical to spirit alone. So you alone need to decide, will you be free? And will you love yourself enough to do whatever it takes to fight for freedom at all costs? Because guess what? There is no cost. There is no other alternative. There is nothing else that is acceptable. And there's nothing at all to fear. The only thing that will deter you from doing that is comfort and fear. The only thing that will disengage you from how God has made you, how God has created you. This is the hour as that's at hand. And I'm saying this because of the events that are starting to unfold. These governments are all in one big fraternity. They are the overseers for the ultimate slave owner. And that slave owner has been transformed to have an appearance to being omnipotent, omnipresent, and strategically powerful, when it's as weak as anything, the weakest string that you can find. It will break as soon as you apply pressure to it. Because these governments, if you look throughout history, these fraternities work in conjunction, coordinating their efforts together. And they tell you that they're working for you when they're really working for the agenda of corporations and a demonic spirit. This you already know. You've questioned it. And I tell you, a question is so important. It's the most powerful thing. It's more powerful than an answer. You've questioned it. You know it's not correct. You know it's not right. But it just doesn't, but you weren't taught that. You weren't told that. There's nothing that you need to be told. It's everything that you need to experience. You need to experience this individually and walk away from it on your terms. No one rules you other than what you give that ability to. Listen. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what, how this is starting to play out, why it's so important, because I believe that before every major global confrontation, a major push by the corporations and a major push by the governments to get the people back in line, because I'm going to tell you, there's a global awakening that the world is going through. And it's a threat to the system. It's a threat to the system because not because of Tando Radio Show, not because of Black Talk Radio Network, but because of the people that listen and start to ask questions and start to think for themselves. You were born alone. You're going to die alone. Tell them to leave you alone. The most powerful statement that you can make. It invokes your freedom. And no matter what they do, they can't control you. That power is yours, your free will. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we need to talk about what some of these plans are and why this is so important that we start to look at ourselves the way the great creator God Almighty sees us. The way that the great creator God Almighty has made us, free and independent. Because if we fail to do this, this is going to continue. And it's going to be a painful continuance that we're going to experience. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'd like to get in on the conversation. Have a question, a comment. We'd love to hear from you. A dialogue is much better than a monologue. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound, hit star 61. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and then hit star 61, and that will let me know that you are there and that you have a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you. So now, we've just heard a great video and speech, posted it there in Tando Radio Show, and some, you know, brought up some very good, say, and some very pertinent and relevant points. Have we been totally deceived? And we really have been, in my opinion. And one of the most important things that, you know, am I surmising from, what we can do is that we need to take back who we are, our existence, our individual existence. Because if we continue to go on this path, they will continue to lead us on the road to destruction. Think about our medical, the so-called health care. The very health care that we have is making you sick. The very diet that we have through the process and the manufacturing of food can't be trusted, making you sick. Making us sick. The very stresses of the overall grind of life brings about a mental illness, and it's something that we really need to look at. What is causing the mental illness is because you are stressing yourself beyond your mental capability, and you're causing a chemical imbalance that makes you sick. It causes a chemical instability within your brain and within your processing ability. Why? Because we're not living non-GMO free. We live a GMO life. We have a genetically modified, organized life, and we are a natural, sustainable, natural living being, and we're being bombarded with so many synthetics that is changing our overall function. You know, I really think that instead of protesting different things, we just need to not to participate in things. It's not the actual protest that's needed, because a protest is easy to infiltrate, is easy to direct, is easy to deceive. It's easy to take and siphon and steal the energy from a protest. It's impossible to stop non-participation. Why is it not possible to stop non-participation? Because non-participation requires your energy to be moved in a different direction. It's all about energy. Everything that we've basically been taught has been a lie. And everything that they've put in our so-called lives of controlling is based off of time. Time was not created by the great creator. Time was mapped out and measured by man for controlling other men. Your watch is not your friend. Your watch is not your friend. And you may say, David, where are you going with this? Because time is one of the controlling mechanisms that's used against us. When you are an eternal being, the enjoyment and the fulfillment of the moment is more important than setting an agenda off of a schedule and a calendar for tomorrow. They can control your energy in the future based off a watch you carry on your wrist. It's a very well-organized, asymmetrical attack against people that is waged. The bad thing is that we need to start to recognize it, and we don't engage in asymmetrical warfare. Because asymmetrical warfare works. And I would say, instead of a protest, we need to not to participate. What would be the biggest and strongest, and I would love to hear from some of you guys, what would be the most meaningful non-participation that we can engage in? In my opinion, it would be in the total system itself. And not nothing big at all. Just one day. One day. For 3 hours, 4 hours, don't participate in the economic system. Don't participate in anything that was made by man. Don't participate in anything that's governed, decreed, or stipulated by the pen. Because I'm going to tell you, the pen may be mightier than the sword, but the spirit is mightier than the pen. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Engage in spiritual acts. Walk away from governmental rule. And that, by not participating, whatever you don't give your energy to starts to die. It can no longer survive. If you stop putting gas in the car, it won't move. If you stop pushing a car because you ran out of gas, put it in neutral, and you start pushing it, if you stop pushing it, it will stay where you left it. This vehicle of totalitarian governmental rule has wheels, and it requires the energy of you to push it and to engage it. If you move and walk away from it, it stays right where it is. It can't move on. I would love to hear from you guys, from what you heard. Give us a call, 641, area code 715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 and let me know. And you know, it's so true. There, so many of us always want to have a leader. And I'm a firm believer in a leaderless movement, because a leaderless movement is the most powerful movement, because that means that you're moving. You weren't given to follow anyone. You weren't created as a minion, created as a living spirit to engage in life.
I had some thoughts on that video.
Go ahead, Scotty.
It was an excellent video. A lot of truth was being spoken. Excuse me. But the oxymoron to say that, you know, the CEO of America Inc. is the leader of the free world, you know, when this is a what I call a corporate state that enslaves more people on the prison planet than any other nation on the face of the planet, including China, don't even come close, you know, to say, well, I mean, leader of the free what? We ain't even free here.
Right. No, I think he was actually saying, he was saying exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I know he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah, that's just stupid, man. And then, you know, I think that some people may look at me strange or whatnot when I say, don't call me an American. I'm not an African American. I'm not an American. I just happen to live here. I don't want to be identified or associated with this corporate state. I just don't, cause their crimes are too great and there's nothing to be proud of. So why would I even want to attach myself to something like that?
Right. I'm with you. I don't identify my existence by the murderous system of a government in by claiming what they do. You know, think about when people talk about America, you hear, just listen to the words that they use. They say we. They say we when they talk about America. We're getting ready to go to, you know, war. We're going to do this, you know, we have, you know, this. So you're actually taking on all of the ills and the evilness and that spirit of evilness that goes along, because you're attaching yourself with them through the grimoires or the grammar that you're using, the verbs that you're using, the actions that you're using. I'm with you, Scotty. I don't consider myself other than what I was created as by the great creator, the spirit that is living a spiritual life. And America, that's something that's written down on a piece of paper, the same piece of paper that enslaved people and continues to do it to this day. So no, man, Scotty, is so true, and you and I both are in that same boat. I don't even, African-American, what's that? You mean, so that you could be from another, you could be someone that happens to be white and from Africa and then come here and be an African American. What is that? You know? No. I'm the spirit that has been created, and I don't attach myself to that evil, especially in today's, well, always, but especially in today's world. We have to be careful what we say, because that invokes, and it's always been this way, that invokes a spirit. When you start saying we with and aligning yourself with this governmental rule, do you know what they stand for? Do you know the demonic rituals that they have, the energies that they try to release, and then we are attaching ourselves into that via ignorance? No, we're not ignorant. We just choose not to look and research and to learn and to question anything, because we're too busy trying to get ahead in what? Their system. So we accept it all around. And, you know, for many of us, we are actually reaping what it is that we've sown. And it's real powerful, because once you start to walk away from this spiritually by choice, it doesn't matter what they do any longer. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they say. You object to it. You fight against it with everything that you have. And by fighting against it with everything that you have doesn't just mean that you do what they do. In order to change a problem, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. Just because they solve problems by bombing, killing, and drawing blood, that doesn't mean that you have to do that, because you're just following, because you've been taught that. Now you're just doing the exact same thing that they're doing, because you've seen them do it. It's a different fight that we need to have. It needs to be one absent of what they schooled us to be. Think about, from all these movies, think about all the movies now. The movies are the classrooms of enslavement. They teach you how to respond and to act. And they set across in the subliminal messages from the movies, from the TV, from the sports, from the everything that we see, from the everyday pledge allegiance. You pledge allegiance to a flag? Think about what it is that you're saying. Think about the spirit that you're invoking. Then we have all of this military worship. Do you know what this military has done in the name of the United States? I was naive. I was in the military for, you know, and then as I started to see and become more aware, it wasn't that I saw any more or saw any less than any other person. The only difference was this. I questioned. And it's not questioning them is the first question that needs to be asked. The very first question that needs to be asked is of you. Is this who I am? Is this what I want to participate in? Or is this something that I can change? Many of us are in different positions because we're there to change them. We're there to change. That's understandable. That's cool. You know what your overall integrity is. You know what your overall mission is and your responsibility is and what's important to you. Believe me, because if some of us weren't in the military at the appropriate time, World War III would have already started plenty of times over. If you didn't have one doctor or one person that's so-called on the inside that decide, no, I'm not doing this, and they tell you something that's the truth. But see, sometimes they have to be able to find out what the lies are in order to disseminate the truth. For those individuals, those people, you're right. You're doing right what you're supposed to do. Let your conscience be your guide. But I would say in order to be free, the first question that you have to do is hold yourself responsible. Hold yourself responsible to what it is that you know, because you're accountable for what it is. You're eternal spirit. Don't allow some Wizard of Oz to steal these moments from you. They're precious. It's not set in time. You're eternal. So since you're eternal, then don't waste the moments obeying these principles of destruction, because that's all they are. From very shallow individuals. I just want you all to know that City Hall can be beat. City Hall is not heaven. And the different governmental officials, they're not God. They have no power over you other than what you cower to and what you fear to and what you surrender to. Either way, why the old saying, a coward dies a million times, while the virtuous and the brave die once. Physical. At some point, we need to start living. And that path has to be set for by you. Hey, got any questions or comments? What did you think about the video? What's your overall thoughts on this? Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit star 61. Listen, you know, in today's world, what we have really going on and really moving is that from the Strong Cities Network, from the overall vaccinations by force, from this overall war that is being the stages of it in starting to unfold through this climactic, dramatical, theatrical play that's being performed, is all done for one reason and one reason only. To keep you from living the way that you were intended, from you being who you're supposed to be. And they want to do that, and they know the most effective way to do that is through a couple of things. Greed and fear. Two very, very powerful. They're not even emotions. From two very, very powerful disabilities. Because fear can never enable you to do anything prosperous. And greed can never enable you to do anything prosperous. So they realize the way to control and the way to maintain the overall direction is through fear and greed. This is probably the first thing that we need to turn away from.
I would throw force in there too. Force.
Oh, yeah, force.
When he was talking about the job of Mr. Policeman, you know, I thought that was very important, you know, that they be pointed out that they are the ones who are enforcing unjust laws, okay, that politicians pass. And so
right.
We can't have the world's largest prison slave labor force without a cop. You know what I'm saying?
And
so, you know, those cops, and I don't know if you saw that video of that black cop that's gone viral, but he apologized for all the people being killed by police, and he tells the truth. He broke the code of silence, and he's telling the truth. See, we need more of them. But see, he will not be put on Fox News. He will not be on MSNBC, even though his video has gone viral. No, they ain't gonna have that because, you know, the only cop that they want on there, whether they're retired or whether they're currently working, is one that is going to just keep promoting the same old program, and that's blind obedience and never questioning if these laws are just that they are enforcing. I do see you got a caller.
Okay, let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, how are you?
Hey, Brother Davis, what's going on?
I'm superb, man, just listening, because literally you're bringing some stuff that literally people should understand by listening to what the information they're getting from the radio channel in general, that we're at a crucial time. But we're only here because of their fear. You got to ask yourself, what is it that is so magnanimous about black people that are hyping them to a state in which they feel their only alternative is to eliminate us? And that's an impossible task because most of the world are people of color.
Right.
So there's some knowledge that they have about who you are and what your potential is that really scares them. That's why they try to instill fear in others. That's why they try to lock us up and keep us from being communicably knowledgeable. That means sharing knowledge amongst groups. Because whatever it is, they can't stop it. It's just a matter of time. If you people who aren't sure what I'm saying, there's something that black people possess called the intuitive gene. And that intuitive gene literally allows your ancestral past to pass knowledge to the newest generation. And not based on your ability to have the knowledge, but based on your ability to have the temperament to wield the knowledge. So there are people out here who are doing spectacular things. They can't even display themselves yet. But as time evolves and the universe begins to call into question the death of Earth, and understand how I said that, there will be a retaliation that won't be called retaliation. It'll be called transformation. And I'm looking for the transformation. Because I know even, and understand this, even if they kill you, it's only one. That just propels your transformation. Y'all be blessed. My brother's calling me from California.
Brother Davis, we got to have that show again because a lot of people weren't able to hear you. So we're going to have to do that Agenda 21 when you have some time again, man. It's so powerful. Got a couple of emails, and Scotty got a couple of emails saying that they couldn't hear you and they really wanted to hear what you were saying. So we'll reschedule that again because it was a very, very powerful, and it's so true for the time that we're in, well, the moment that we're in. So, Brother Davis, you and Sister Davis, love you all so much. Be well and stay in contact, and then we'll catch up with you, God willing, in the future here, like next week or so. I'm not quite sure if we're going to have a show next week. Be in Dallas, and I think Scotty's going to take some time off.
Yeah, I'm taking some time off.
Well, look, that's well-deserved, brother. That's well-deserved. And those people who come here regularly should be anticipating your return. Y'all be blessed in your endeavors. Hey, Dave, hit me up. I'll call
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. Much love. Much
take care, man.
Okay.
Much love.
All right, everyone. Hey, this is the end of the show. I just want to thank you all. No show tomorrow, and then we'll be back next the following Monday. Scotty, I tell you, man, this was a great timing because we're actually going to be house hunting in Dallas all next week, and so it's need the time off too. So I just want to say much love, much respect to you all. I will post what we're going to do with Gerald and get information to you, and that'd be the first show that we will have, or maybe instead of Monday, Tuesday, so we could just make the announcement, bring Gerald back on Tuesday, and we'll talk about what it is that we put together for you in regards to the surveillance and technology field that in the business that he has. So, hey, much love, much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing, and it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. God willing, we will talk soon. Thank you all. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes.